welcome you to the Intentional Living Center. We're talking about marriage today, and that's one of the essentials of life. If you're a married person, you know how essential it is to your happiness, your life, your relationships, your family. And when it hurts, it hurt. You hurt. And when you hurt, it hurts. And we've talked from time to time about some of the ingredients that tend to hold together some marriages while others seem to fall apart. Ever notice that? You know, some marriages seem to really work and some don't. We think, well, are those people that have long-term marriages that work, are they just smarter? Are they more godly? Are they wiser? Or did they grow up in homes where they saw the model of how a marriage works? I think all of those are part of it, for sure. And certainly as Christians, we know the ingredient of being godly in terms of our life and our relationship with each other is huge. The research is pretty clear that a couple that are Christians, that go to church together and pray together and really, I don't mean just, quote, I'm a Christian, but really practicing their faith intentionally, have a lower divorce rate than those who don't. So we know that that certainly is one of the ingredients that will make a marriage work. Today, we've been asking the question, and on Facebook as well, you know, what is it that makes a marriage work? Belinda says, for men to realize that they were created from mere dust, but women, a woman was created from prime rib. So, okay, I get it. Obviously, it's communication and trust, she goes on to say, with a big helping of respect. And I think for you, Belinda, probably some humor in there as well. What is it that holds a marriage together? Let's start with Dave, who's on the line in Arizona. Hey, Dave, how you doing today?
I'm very well. Thank you, Randy.
Appreciate it. How long have you been married?
Well, 31 years, and uh-huh. 3.5 years ago, I lost Nancy, and I'm saddened by that, but
yes.
God is a good God, and good things are in progress, but the marriage was certainly a very good thing. I think of him saying that the wife finds a good thing, and
yes.
That was very true. In
was that an
case.
Unexpected death?
It was 3 years in the coming because of a fight with cancer, so it was kind of expected, and it was a sort of a rich 3 years, probably some of the best in our marriage.
Yeah, I want to hear about that in a moment. I want to ask you about that in a moment, but tell me, during those 31 years, what was the one ingredient that you think kind of held everything together? I mean, what was one of the things that really held you together?
Well, not at all cliche, Jesus, because I thought of it as a game changer. When you're a kid and you have some of those games where you have a base or a home and you go there and you're safe and the people can't tag you or whatever.
Yeah.
Jesus was that for us because, yeah, we had hard times, disagreements, things we didn't like about each other or had to grow to understand about each other. But it was as though there were no other options than working through it. You go to Jesus and find your safe place and keep working on your marriage. So as committed Christians, just knowing that it would not honor him, it would not please him, it was not his plan for the marriage to dissolve or whatever one might want to call that, it was just like not an option to do anything except keep going back to him.
Good for you. Well, now, those last 3 years, can't imagine. Don't wish that on anybody, Dave, and I know you've been through it and you've learned some lessons. You look back. What were those 3 years like in terms of what have you learned about, I don't know, about life and marriage and priorities?
Hard. She was a very godly person, just an encouragement. And through that year, those several years, the testimony that she had and the suffering, she in some ways suffered physically, but just knowing that her survival was not very likely was hard for me, and I wanted to fix it. I wanted to, you know, see another doctor, all this stuff, and some of my pressure on that, I had to realize that, you know, God was allowing her in control and just admire and be with her as she was being strong, but really treasured her more than, I think it's hard for us fellas sometimes to realize we're not treasuring our wives the way we should, and something like that coming in your life really does help to bring the focus where it should be.
And where are you now? How you doing?
I'm real involved in a church and just loving it, and have support from family, and you know, there's a sense in which I have a chance just to give back. And I think of Paul being in prison and saying that his circumstances had turned out for the furtherance of the gospel, and yeah. he didn't choose his circumstance, I didn't choose mine, but God's using it.
Yeah, good for you. Well, Dave, I really appreciate your call today. You've enriched, I think, our time in our discussion, and we wish you the very best and pray for you that the future will be bright, and God will continue to use what you've learned for His benefit and His glory in the future.
Thank you for your program. Really, I have radios on, timers around the house, and your program is on every one of them.
Well, thank you. We're glad to be here, Dave. Appreciate it.
God bless you and your ministry. Thank you. Bye.
Mm-hmm. I think Dave reminds us that, I don't think, I know. Listen, life is short. I was looking at my top 10 list of things that hold marriage together, and we talk about forgiveness and shared values, but one of the things I had down here was just grow up. Growing up should marry. And you go through what Dave has been through and what his wife went through, you're going to grow up pretty fast. I mean, if you weren't growing up before, you will be during that process, or you're going to collapse under the weight. In growing up spiritually, understanding that there are things that we can control and there's things that we can't control, there's things that matter and things that don't matter. I'm sure if we talked to Dave further, he would have said, hey, there are a lot of things that didn't matter during those 3 years. Come on now, let's face it. Look at the stuff that we focus on in our marriages, guys, that are a great big fat deal until all of a sudden there's a cancer diagnosis. And then it's not a big deal at all. And so majoring on the majors, focusing on the things that really matter, is a great starting point. Part of that is just growing up, being responsible for our time, our work, our eyes, our attitude, being responsible for the words that come out of our mouth, and it's a part of it. Paul says in 2 Corinthians 13 that we are to grow to maturity, to encourage each other, to live in harmony and peace. And then the love of God and peace will be with you. And that's a promise. That's good. So again, Dave, thank you for sharing with us.
This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of our listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio, but it is intended to help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back.
How many times we get on a plane to get in your seat, you fly for 3 hours, and you really never know the person next to you, or you talk to the person next to you, but you never really know what's going on in their lives. Get off and we really never connected with anybody. I think there's two things that I'd say about loneliness. Intentionally, number one, assume everyone that you meet today needs hope. They may look good, they may be wealthy, they may be successful in every way, but I think it's a mistake on our part if we assume anything other than people need hope. That was important for me to learn. Assume everyone you meet today needs hope. And secondly, to connect, serve, share, and be real. People need to know you're real, to be willing to serve, to share, and just be real.
You know, the most looked up word in the dictionary in 2023 was the word authentic or authenticity. We live at a time when especially the younger generation is saying we want authenticity, we want honesty, realness. And that was an excerpt from a teaching that I've done on 10 things I learned flying on an airplane. And that one point was we can sit down and be next to someone, fly together for 3 or 4 hours and never get to know them, never know who they are. We can live an entire life and never know who our neighbors are. We can live an entire life and not even know who our spouse is and what's going on in their life. So to connect, that's one of the intentional things you and I can do to be a person of intentionality. I'm Dr. Randy. This is Intentional Living. I just want to say, by the way, that's a clip from the featured teaching this month. Every month we have a featured teaching up on our site for our members all around the country and around the world. And we're entering into a very special campaign starting tomorrow. And I just want to say, as we're going into this, how much I appreciate those of you who picked up the phone or gone online and said, we want to be a part of and support for the Ministry of Intentional Living. We need your support now more than ever. And so can I just ask you flat out to do something very intentional today? Call with the very best gift you can to help us with Intentional Living, or join us monthly, and we'll make sure you're signed up to be a part of the exclusive group that receives access to our teaching on our website. You can call during West Coast business hours, 888-888-1717. That's our number, 888-888-1717. Press number 2 to talk to our team, or anytime, go online to theintentionallife.com. Do it today. Be a part of the ministry. We need you. Let's get back to those who need some help today. Christy's been waiting a long time in New Mexico. Christy, welcome to the program.
Hi, thank you.
I appreciate your call. How long have you been married, Christy?
It will be 39 years this July.
Well, congratulations. What is it, when you think about it, what's kind of a glue that's held you guys together?
Having a Christ-centered marriage that's based on biblical principles.
Give us some examples. What does that flesh out like? I mean, what does it look like?
Okay, first of all, forgiving one another as Christ forgives us. On my part, honoring my husband.
Mm.
And in turn, he loves me as Christ loves the church.
Yeah.
Putting each other first, because the scripture tells us to prefer others above ourselves, mm-hmm. and that's also what Christ did. And looking to the Lord for fulfillment rather than to each other.
That's a difficult thing to do, because we have such, you know, we have such high expectations of other people. I tell people we judge ourselves on our own intentions, right? Yeah, but we judge somebody else on their action. And so I'd say, well, this is my intention, and you misread me. And little things, how do you deal with the little things that kind of pop up in marriage over these 39 years?
Well, it's just like, I'm also a pastor's wife, and sometimes ladies in the church will come up to me and they'll say, well, it just bothers me when my husband, and then they'll continue on. And I tell them, kind of jokingly, but sort of true, is sometimes I just want to pinch my husband's head off. But then I realize I do things.
No, that from the mouth of a pastor's wife.
but then I continue with, there are many things that I do that I know frustrate him.
Yeah.
And he loves me in spite of that. And I should love him in spite of those things.
Yeah.
Because that's the way Christ loves us.
Absolutely.
We're not perfect.
Mm.
I shouldn't expect him to be perfect. He shouldn't expect me to be perfect. And I'm not saying our marriage is perfect. It's not, because we're both human.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. That's good advice. Hey, let me ask you, Christy, pastor's wife, okay? People are listening. Come on, I want the honesty now. What do people in the congregation need to know about the pastor and the pastor's wife in terms of helping? I mean, what is it that you would always want to be able to say to people about taking care of your pastor and your pastor's wife and family? What would it be?
Wow. Don't begrudge them things that they may, you know, a lot of times if you do something, if you're able and you scrape up the money to take a trip, don't look at them and say, well, they shouldn't be able to do that. How can they do that? They should be living sacrificially. Well, you don't know how much sacrifice the pastor and pastor's wife make with time with their family, with time, personal time alone. We're always expected to drop everything right now and hop to that need of our congregation. But a lot of times the pastor and pastor's wife have needs or things that are going on in their family. And a lot of times the church membership don't show up. Say, for example, if you have a family member that's in the hospital and going through a difficult time, there's not that response that we give to the congregation. They don't, a lot of times, do it in return.
Yeah, they're thinking, like, hey, that's your job. That's what you're supposed to do. And right. Missing the fact that you're people, too. I mean, you're part of the church, and you have challenges and hurts like everybody else.
Right.
That's a good reminder. Well, Christy, I appreciate talking to you today.
Well, thank you.
Yeah,
thank you.
God bless you. I'm glad you're listening. You know, we're talking about the things that make marriage last, and she and Christy said it very well. It's, you know, you got to keep coming back to the things that matter. You got to come back to really, truly submitting. The Bible says, you know, that we often go to wives, submit to your husbands, Ephesians 5:22. Guys have that circle in their Bible, right? You know, submit. But miss the verse before, 5:21 always precedes 5:22, where Paul gives this universal principle here, submitting one to another out of fear of God. And so let me say to guys, we're commanded not only to be in leadership, but also in a submissive role, and we're to submit to one another. And smart guys know when to really submit to their spouse, because submission is not that's not a lack of leadership. Sometimes, even in the workplace, come on, you know, if you're in a workplace, you know this, sometimes you submit to those who know better than you do. You do that intentionally, and that's a good thing. We're talking about marriages that last today. You're welcome to join in with your thoughts on our comment line, 888-888-1717.
Hi, this is Carrie. I've been trying to be intentional about reading my Bible and praying with my wife each night before we go to bed. And that's just really made a big difference in our marriage and just in our spiritual walk in general. I just really appreciate the encouragement and the wisdom that you've given to me as I listen to your program.
Well, you're welcome, and we're certainly glad to be a part of your life, and we walk through this journey of life together, and, you know, when I say that, I mean it, because we're all on this same planet at the same time in the history of this world. It's a privilege to be walking together, learning together. You know, God gives us today. We have no guarantee of tomorrow, but we do today, and so what we focus on here at Intentional Living is to make sure that we're focused on today in our marriage, in our relationships, and most importantly, in our relationship with Christ. The single most important thing we can do to be intentional today as we live this life as a gift from God.
I struggled with drugs for 20 years. I went to prison. I met God. When I got out, life was very scary. And when I found you, it changed my life. Intentional living keeps me focused. I'm so grateful to you.
Maybe like Karen, even as things in life get better, it can be scary.
Life is going to have turbulence. Ever notice on a plane when it gets shaky, you sit down, you put the seatbelt on, and you hang on. And in our lives, we have turbulence that comes.
In his message, What I've Learned on an Airplane, Dr. Randy will offer some practical advice for life, along with some entertaining stories and anecdotes he's gathered as he's traveled the country. With your monthly gift to Intentional Living, you'll be a part of a special group that gets this message, along with unlimited access to Dr. Randy's exclusive content. So don't wait. Give now, and you'll get access to these life-changing resources by calling 888-888-1717 today. Or visiting theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com.
Hey, thank you, Kurt, and I hope you'll do that. In fact, let me just be bold enough to tell you that we're in this month of September, and your support for the ministry is essential for us to be able to continue with a message that needs to be heard today here in this country and around the world through our podcast and our radio broadcast. And we cannot do this without your help. And today, I'm just asking you to step up in a big way, be a part of the ministry. It's the last day for a special drawing we have going on online, and so we don't want you to miss out. You certainly can give that best gift today. When you go to theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com, and check out that drawing information, something very special for you. This month is a time of prayer, a time of collecting those who are coming along to be a part of the ministry with us. And I want you to know that when you join us as a monthly member, you get access immediately to the site, exclusive site for our members, where you'll be receiving access to all the teaching that we have up there, including the featured lesson this month on that topic of what I learned on an airplane, 10 things I learned, and just being put into a tube with 200 other people for a couple of hours. You can learn a lot about yourself and people. very practical lesson, biblical and encouraging and helpful for you. So come and join us, please. Call during West Coast business hours, 888-888-1717. 888-888-1717. Please call or anytime go online to theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com. Your support is going to impact someone for Christ, and we need you. Would you respond today? Thank you. You know, this one love habit can change your marriage. In fact, I believe it will change your marriage. Hi, I'm Dr. Randy Carlson with an Intentional Minute. And this one thing is forgiveness. You know, I like to tell people that forgiveness is like a dance. There are times that we're going to hurt each other unintentionally in marriage, but it happens, things that we say, things that we do, and then we have to ask for forgiveness. And Christ is a beautiful model of sacrifice of forgiveness, because it is a sacrifice. You're giving up your right to cling to feeling bad and holding them accountable. So can I give you a one thing challenge, maybe for these next 30 days, that you would extend forgiveness because of God's intentional love for you? When you think about all that God has done for you, His forgiveness, His love, His care, His concern, to extend that forgiveness is an intentional act of love. That's intentional living.
Visit us at theintentionallife.com.
If you're a new listener, or maybe you've been around for a while, but never really plugged into the fact that Intentional Living Center is a place, but it's also, because we're connected electronically by radio and online around the world, not only is it a place, but we really see this as a community. You know, I take what we do here on the radio, for instance, as a community. The door's open, you're here, we're talking to each other, we're interacting online, and you know what our purpose is? If you've ever looked at our purpose here at the ministry, our purpose is to help you find what your purpose is, in this case, for your marriage. What is God's purpose or intention for your marriage? And then to live it, and then to enjoy it, and then to multiply by sharing your life with others, to be a person of service and impacting the lives of others. And when we see people, men and women, who've chosen to be intentional, you can hear it in their voices as they tell their stories on the air. There's a difference when you hear someone say, "Hey, I choose to be intentional," and there's something that happens in us spiritually, relationally, emotionally, when we move in this healthy direction. And that's why we're here. That's why this ministry exists. I'd like to get to George. He's been waiting patiently in Wisconsin. George, welcome to the program, and thank you for your call.
No problem. I'm actually honored to be on the taping with you.
Well, I appreciate your call. Tell me, how long you been married, George?
Well, I've been married less than a year, and with my current wife for 4 years.
So what are some things, what have you learned that, for even in this short time, that makes make the marriage work?
Well, actually, a couple of things that actually go hand in hand, in my personal opinion. It's actually honesty and commitment.
Hmm. Well, and those are both on my list. We talk about commitment. In fact, number two on my list, George, is commit freely. Because we, as I said in the past, we live in this replacement culture, you know, where there's a sense of just, if it doesn't work, replace it, as opposed to really being committed, which is something that God wants us to do. Now, do you find, what is it after a year that you have found? I know it's a short time, so you still got some years ahead of you, but where are you today compared to a year ago? What's one thing that has helped you get through this year that's been a good point in your marriage?
Being honest and committed, even in any relationship, personally, is better than what my dad always called it, a white lie.
Mm-hmm. It's those small little lies, yeah. Well, now let me tell you something, George. I found when you talk about honesty, let me share something that'll be helpful for you. Only a year into your marriage, God, we want to be honest with you. We need to be. We need to have transparency to grow in our marriage. But every thought that passes through our mind doesn't necessarily have to be said. Because let's face it, there's sometimes we're going to say something that's not going to build up the marriage. You know, that's what I'm feeling at that moment. I want to say it. Well, that may not be the smartest thing to say. You got to process that and think about it. So in our marriages, to really think, and I agree with you on the honesty, by the way, but you're going to find as you go through the years ahead, there are times where you're going to say, wait a minute, okay, I've been building up some things. I don't want to just back up and dump all this on my spouse because it's not going to build up my marriage. But this idea of having honesty, like you said, George, I agree, honesty, commitment, transparency, openness, communication is what will move you. See, it's what's going to move you from, you know, from this idea of, well, you know, 1 year to making it to 50 years. And you can do it if you balance it and do it intentionally.
My husband and I, we've been married for 6 months, and we are striving to live an intentional life so that we can set our marriage on a positive and healthy foundation. We're going to deal with our past so we can become a stronger couple together and a stronger couple in the Lord.
My fiance and I are living an intentional life. God is turning everything around for us financially, spiritually.
You encourage me to just say, what does God want you to do? He knows best. And God was with us, and I just saw where the doors were opening and went in the strength that I had.
Living an intentional life. You know, when I hear a young couple say we're engaged, we're ready to get married, we're intentional, and really apply what that means. It doesn't mean just setting a goal, but it means setting a godly goal and an aim, and every day developing the kind of habits of faith, habits of marriage, habits of finance, habits of relationship and communication that will just bring so much comfort and joy and freedom to a life that's filled with the potential for so much pain and difficulty. And so thank you for being a part of the ministry. Thank you for sharing to allow us to reach more people, just like what you're hearing, as people are stepping up and saying, we want to be a part of the ministry. You're making a difference. God bless you. I hope you'll join us. More information available at our website. Go to theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com. And you know, when you do that, I want to say in advance, thank you for stepping up to be a part of the ministry and supporting us at this very critical juncture. We're at a fork in the road as we're moving into the fall here. And what happens in the month of September, because it's a gathering month, it's a month where we see people sharing with the ministry and joining us, new members coming on to be a part. And so what happens here in these days ahead makes a big difference. Can you join us today? We appreciate it. And as I mentioned, we have a special drawing that we'll be doing here in the next day or two, but we need to hear from you today. You can find out more about all that. Go to theintentionallife.com.